לארציכם, מויסיכה לפסות חול בקוצריך, דורקת כסיר חול וסילקי, לעוני ולהגיע את הזווי סום אני עד השם הלכיכם. וואי רביט, זו רשי סעץ, רשי סעץ. חוז עד השינו, לעבר עליהם בשני לעב. אומר רבב ג' ברגייסי, מה רוע הכוסף ליטנום באמצע הרגולים פסח והצרס מכאן וראש השונו והכיפור מכאן ולעמד חושק או הניסן לקט שיקרו פיר לאוני קרואו מלו לו כאובונו בסמידוש והקריבו לו כאובני סובסט כמובן סייז לפי פשוטי כמובן סייז the reason is to buy the Torah reiterated the same word after it mentioned it already in relation to advise us because here the Torah mentioned the mitzvah of Tziras Ha'imah, the sins you said. There's a machlik stanoim, some stanoim say that it's Dicha Shabbos. Tziras Ha'imah is Dicha Shabbos. So suppose there is no other Imah to be Ketzeya except the crop of pain. So there's a lot of the Kutzrechem is Ksira Arzechem. Lo Yisichale Pasot Hobi Kutzrechem. Or a blanket. There is no other crop that you can use for the havas oina. So I would say, as the Chalitza said, the essence of tziras oina, havas oina, is deicha the love of mischale pasot chobi kutzrecho. So the Torah tells us in connection with the mitzvah oina, mischale because. And Lisa said, Kai Gavne, which means, because it's not Lachaviri and Essay is Nadir. So you see, the Rambam says, this cloud, that Essay Dech Lisa said, does not apply to himself, not Lachaviri. Why? Because I'm a Torah in the Kaddish Center. Tzedek said, it's dearly. So, be kushte te on the kushte. You cannot aspire and attain righteousness through unjust means. So that was the blunder that was committed by the fathers of Israel. They had the best intentions. Why is there so much bloodshed in the world? For good intentions, in order to establish a utopia in the world. Didn't President Wilson say that we have to fight against the excess of the First World War? He says, because it's a war to end war. So he didn't know the Rambam. Yes.
The brothers
just have been given
all the
advice.
Like, the same normal case of
Rodi. Well, that's what they assume. So that is Bitzea Berech Liesadishem.
The normal case of Rodi Hashem.
Bitzea Berech Liesadishem. So, in other words, when you adopt the approach that Hamatorim Kadesh is Sem Tzoyim, so that's new tradition. Hamatora in Kadesh is Sem. You cannot, in place of fashion, yield Kaloche. So what? Some Israel threatened to withhold aid to Israel. So let's be mefarsim in the number. That's Hamatora in Kadesh is Sem. That's Bitzea Berech Liesadishem. Bitzea Berech Liesadishem in a colossal form. This is what Noah means. Rameyer in Melin, Nema Bitzea Lechneged Yehudei, Shenema Vayema Yehudei Lecho, Mabetza Kinarek Sochim. It means anyone who adopts the approach of Yehuda when he said, Ma betza, kinareg esachim. In other words, we shouldn't kill him because we won't get anything. In other words, it's implying if it had been indispensable for our cause, for our utopia, so then we can kill him. Why not? It's a mitzvah. War to end wars. But you can avoid it, you can bypass it. der Zniut Hashem. Hamator mikadesh es am Zoyim. Is bitzea berach Niyus Hashem. Weil sie nehmen aber bitzea berach Niyus Hashem. Rabbi Shur ben Koroch ein Lehr. Mitzvah li bitzea. Shenemar emes u mishpot sholem shifte di shareichem. Weil die Mokim sie ish mishpot in sholem. Und die Mokim sie ish sholem in mishpot. Aber in so mishpot. שיש בי שולעים, הראים איזה ביצוע. וכן דוד ראים איה, so there's a chat, what do you mean? Everybody is made at the mitzvah, לכן, to suggest John. Of course, כי דעת את מה שצב איזה בוא נביא בייס אחוז, בשום הוא דרך עד השם, להסיס לו כל משפט. Not משפט is not enough. It has to go hand in hand with Zdoko. And Zdoko is mentioned in the Torah before משפט. But there is Mishpat, there is Din, and there is the finish of Din. And the finish of Din is also Din. But what's the difference? So I mentioned yesterday, the Rabion, the Psaf and the Ramon, the Mishpat, there are three situations of the finish of Din. If somebody finds an Adin, the Yerushalayim of the Akum, so the Bailim was certainly Mishyayish, because he assumed that an Akum will pick it up. But then it turned out that a Jew picked it up. And then the Balabede gave producer money, so he's allowed Mr. Adin to keep it. But he's mechuyev to return it, Mr. Adin shows Adin. So the Rabbi Yosef says there are three situations. One situation is where the Balabede is an oni, and the mate is an oshir. If you don't allow, he can make a living without appropriating the abede for himself. So then not only is it a chayv to return to the oni, but business case, they say, like, yeah, because of mitzvahs, kviyala mitzvahs. Then the other situation is where the maid sees an oni and the balabed is an oni, or the maid sees an oshir and the balabed is an oshir. So then kviya there isn't, but it's a mitzvah. And the third situation is where the balabed is an oshir and the maid sees an oni, the balabed is an oni, he's a millionaire, he doesn't need a balabed. But for the mitzvah, it's a windfall. It's a great help. So then there isn't even a mitzvah. So in other words, Din and the finish of Adin are both Din. But there is a kind of finish of Adin that is even clear. I suppose there isn't even clear. But one is Din. Din means that there is Shiv Mechosim. Bezni Zero is a Mechosim. If somebody owes money and doesn't pay, Bezni Levis an attachment. The finish of Adin. Even the situation where there is clear, so clear. But not. The Finnish Hasadim is based on Sisa Yashvatei, so it also has Tilim Shalalachas. It's not the Pshoret, the Dovah Finnish of Pshoret. It's throwing this question on the Yoni. No, it has to, it's the Pshoret Akorvedi. Some melee here holds that it's a mitzvah to exert excessive pressure upon the weakness. But they can't force. But it's a mitzvah to exert pressure to rebuke them and to scream at them and everything. Short of clear. That not. There is clear there can be. But it's also one branch of the Din HaTorah. The finish of Sadin, one is called Din. Not that the finish of Sadin is an extra middle series. See that there is even clear in certain cases. But it's called the finish of Sadin because there is no Shibis Nochosim on it. But it's also a Din HaTorah. So maybe it's a mitzvah to exert pressure. And it doesn't involve in Shaila and Nisa of Lissachme or Lissir de Bivita. So Rabbi Shimon Kochen and Mitzvah Yisraya Shemema אמס וישולים שיפטו בשעריכם ועלים בוקים שיש משפטים שולים בוקים שישולים משפט אבל זהו משפט שיהיה בשולים אבנים הזה ביצוע וכן דודוד אין לה אי דוד איסי משפט סדוקו אבל לכל מוקים שיש משפטים סדוקו סדוקו משפט אבל זהו משפט שיהיה בדוקו אבנים הזה בציע אסון את הנקמה but what does הנקמה say? That הנקמה says Nigmar Adin Yat Rashay Lipseya. But before it's Nigmar Adin, so Rashay, Rishus, it's not a Chayiko. So, according to Nekame, who says, it it's not b'tzeh b'erich mitzvah, I appreciate this. When she did Rabbi Rabbi Shalom said, we leave it b'tzeh b'erich mitzvah, Hashem, it's a nisa, excessive dash. When she did Rabbi Shalom said, we pass my question, k'aruch ha'itzeh chayba. And then, Tanakama holds, it's not a chayba, it's not a nisa, it's an issue. I think that the Ram implies, he doesn't say it explicitly, that it's not just a issue, something neutral, you know, like the story I told you. I mean, when the noodles are powerful, it's not something neutral. It is also nisa, but it's not obligatory. So the Tanakama who says nidmar adin yatarashoy say, but before nidmar adin atarashoy, but it's not a chayva. It's not a chayva, and it's not a nisa. He asked the Tanakama donas adin zika asakai vechir asachay. So it couldn't accord, this braise, couldn't accord with Rav Shimon Koche, because according to Rav Shimon Koche, it means that the dayan is to exert excessive pressure upon the body. Here it says, what is zdoko mishpot, mishpot zdoko, if the dayan pays the one who loses, and the only, the poor man, who was chayef to pay, and the merachim bedin, so the dayan pays, he reimburses him out of his pocket. Why does the dayan have to reimburse him out of his pocket? He had another approach. He could have exerted excessive pressure, so he wouldn't have to pay him out. The answer is, this price goes with the shite of the Tanakame, that the dayan is, the dayan is not mechuyev to exert excessive pressure. As from Tanakhama, the Nesadim, the Kazakh, the Chai, Rosh, the Chai, the Chai, the Mom, the Shil, the Tabeza, the Mishu Zoka, 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 Rebbeinia, or in Adiris Rebbeinia, Aval Pisha Lishile Mitir Beisei, Zeo Mishpat Zdoko, Mishpat Loze, Uzdoko Loze, Mishpat Loze, Sheazo Imamene, Uzdoko Loze, Sheitzik Zeyla Mitachashev. Reb Shimon Menashe Emea, Shnayim Shebovu Lepanecho Lidin, Ad Shali Tishmad Evrayim, Oy Mishe Tishmad Evrayim, Beatu Yedea Leichan Dineite, Ad Rasho Yelayim Emtsu, Bitsu, Soi, two dayonim, two baalim, come before Bezdin for the dayan to litigate a certain matter to be told. So until the dayan, the Bezdin heard the tainis, so he can say to them, he can exert pressure upon them to make it sure, to agree to it sure. But we should reach by the van, but yedei aleichan adineite, yat rasho yeleinu em tzu ubitzu. Shenema peita mayim reishis modin, when it's not clear yet who is chayev and who is not chayev, so who wins in the Nintor and who loses in the Nintor, so then he cannot talk to them about the pshat. Now the Rashi. So we discussed it yesterday. Tesis says it doesn't mean Shomu Ish Pnei Atzaka. That means if the Dayonim had already decided what is the outcome on the basis of the strict Dintor. Also, if Tzeya Mishibol Ledin, also Dayonim Tzeya, Hamivorech Hamshabeach, Avlar Neiv Sholem Vereid, if Sholem Mitzim Shoyim Shoneim Achle Dineim Kidim Shoyim Lefanaf Ledin, Taisa says, Avoharen Pirish Kim Shalahoya Dion, Lahoya Din Bolponot, Elif Nemeshe, Vada Elidei Shore. So Taisa in the Rachadish Aran is also like Taisis. The town that Aran was not involved in litigation altogether, but Rashi Shite is the town was also involved in litigation. Altogether. But Aran was not only involved in litigation, he was involved settling disputes prior to the litigation. So Meire, Arein, even a contra-blazer, Nishrim Sagwili, could resort to the to the alternative of Pshat. But Moshe Rabbeinu was only involved in litigation. In the litigation, you cannot exert, according to Rabbeinu Shabbalei, excessive pressure. אברהם ישראל ראשון כי שמיהם אחרונים כי שמיהם לפנות לדין הוא יריד את אחיהם את הושל מיניהם תרסמס משתי דארם כי סיסקים ישמור דאס הרי שכוס לו ביצי על השנזיר לדוקסי כי נוחיס כל ביצי את בצרס נפש בולו כי נגד נפש בולו פיקח כי נגד יהודה שואל למה נעזרנו להבינו אחרי של דבורף נשמועים לאחוב עושם לי תנקמי תנקמי דאמר עושם לפציע דורש לי להי משפט צוקו שאו דובי דונס הדין וחייר איזה חיי ורור שאו יון מחויה מומן בו ימשלם ולדינו מתרבייסי פייטה מים ריש ישמודי אם בוסו ליפטי או רעש לחמרי בו המשולו כמים כאילו כמה לסושון בניהם ריש מודי כן שכיסו לדין דין פוטריס פוטריס פטריס נעשהו ברעיד פחשוין כושר לא, זה בית נאו לוקיש אמר, רבי שועה בן לוקיש או רבי יהודה בן לוקיש, תעשה בו יוסף אמר, שניים שבואו לדין, אחד רך ואחד קשה עד שלא תשמע דבריהם, או אם שתשמע דבריהם ואתה יחן, ואתה יביע ליחן בני תיאת ראשו אלוהים עליהם, מי אני נזקה כוכם שמו נזכה יפכו זאת ונמצא כל זאת חייתו מי שתשמע דבריהם ואתה יודע ליחן בני תיאת ואתה יוכל אלוהים עליהם, מי אני נזקה כוכם שנאמר לו יסוגור מפני איש יסוגור מפני איש so what does it mean that when is he dying evil יסוגור מפני איש after he started in Torah but before he started in Torah so he's not going to have to involve himself in such cases where he might be persecuted you know and there'll be and he'll suffer as a result of becoming a volunteer, but once he involves himself in the Torah, then there is a love of the second nation. There is no Sifri and Vohem. Okay, so, it's not the same. The Sifri says, I don't remember what the Sifri. So, Sifri says, Harei she'imeya, Eini rei tzelod meisim, Shemo yadli kes agodi shali, Shemo yare kes mi, Vikach nema, הוא יסוגור מפני איש זה סיפר לי בטחו ציפרי אורייט, חיסקוס הגודיש ניש יפר על החיסקוס הגודיש it's only half the moment but the heart is me, what is it? it's not, פיקח נפש is not דרך את הלב of the סיגור מפני איש, it's דרך את כל התרי כולה except for three of others so it's not דרך את the love of the סיגור מפני איש what's the פשט? I'm a mention this if you. Perik Chobbeiz Milch Sanhedrin Allah Ha'al Shnayim Shebol Lif Nechol Edim Echot Rach Vechot Koshe Ad Shali Tishma Zivrayim Oy Mishe Tishma Zivrayim Biat Yubi Aleichem Adin Meite At Rasho Yolim Alem In Yiska Kochem Shemo Yisrael Ba Koshe Binim Tzoride Vach Adayim Aval Mishe Tishma Zivrayim ותיד עליכם הדין איתה, יתרשו אלינו להניס ככוכם, שנאמר לסוגור מפני איש, שלא תימא, וזה לא שנו ספרי, איש פלי מראשו, שמו יער כזמי, שמו יד לי כזקדישי, שמו יקציס נטיורסי. ואימו יממונה לרבים, so when do we say, before he involves himself, he can do this out of himself. If he's not in the money, but if he's in the money, if he's a person of God, he cannot say, oh, this is a tough guy. I don't want to litigate his dispute with another. He's a tough guy. I'm afraid of him. Only if he's not in the money, but they ask him to be down. So then before he involved himself, so he kept himself himself. Why does he have to involve himself? But he has to involve himself, he cannot do himself himself. But it is Mune, then he has to, in face of all the fears, so then the price said in Sanhedrin should say, yes, but it's so good that for a bear sits your own on a bear. And it's a regular reich, and it's done in the second page. The price of Sanhedrin doesn't mention in the second page. So what do you have? You see, sometimes the social thing comes upon that in Kovatere Kule, it's not considered as a second. It's not considered as a second. Because of war, because of Chazoke, because of snakes making. So it's not how are we allowed to eat meat? Or Rav Meir says in Achanan, you're not allowed to eat meat. Maybe it's a trade. Even if you meet all the pickers, there is still a possibility, a remote possibility. Shema bin Kim Sati, Nekemoy. So you can be baited, carefully shoot. So Rav Meir Leochal Bisra, the Moses of him. But we don't pass from them here. So rely on Rob. So, but Sveiki the Reis of Humre, the answer is Sveiki the Reis of Humre. Rob is not Sophic, Rob is considered Vada. Even though there is a Ich Shoshan Reis. Masha'in Kein Din Gabi, Yishom Lacho, Shmur Nafshecho, the Rambam says in Chetzeh, Shmur Nafesh, Tzorich Li Zoya Bidobo Yofi Yofi. What's the Pshat? Why did he mention it? Yofi Yofi. Doesn't mention it in regard to all other Yisroel. The answer is, in regard to what they're showing, so there is a loche of Rov, there is a loche of Chazoke, there is a loche of Sveksveike, so it's not considered Sophic. But here is Shamalacho Shmanapsh, that means, Yopi Yopi, we have Bechishish for Shosher Cheche too. And this applies to one's own Shosher Cheche, and there is a deal of Samed al Dam Reacho, even for Shosher Cheke of Sakonim, there is a mitzvah for Samed al Dam Reacho. It doesn't make any difference whether it's a Shosher Cheke for one's own life or it's a Shosher Cheke for somebody else's life. So in other words, we don't rely on Rov, we don't rely on Chazoke. As far as Pikach Nefesh, it's Dirch HaShabbos, it's Dirch Kvater Kuli is concerned. So the Aloch is that we don't go by Sarov. In other words, in the Rambam says, it's in Ayosha. See, the Torah was Matia. To be Mechal Shabbos for the Yildes. Be Mutzino, there's a Roshan of Rambam. Be Mutzino Atul Achas Me'elef Yildes. She comes. That was in the days of Rambam. So it wasn't even 1 in 1,000. Today, it's even less than 1 in 10,000, but there is still a social health. Unfortunately, some tragedies happen that the women burn, so suffers from blood clots, and then later shows, and then she dies. So there is a social chayt of sakone. So because of that, the Torah says that the Yildes has a din of a chilesh of sakone. In all that means, it's not a sakitashokul and a basis of probability. I mean, she's not going to die from birth, but because by Pekach Nefesh, we have Bechishish for Shosher Cheke, even to the extent that we say that it's Dirch HaShabbos. So the Aloche, Exerz HaKosov, the Sekurim Pnei Ish implies, Sheletim HaShem O'Yarei Kedmi. Notice he said, he's a tough person. He's not a nice person. And maybe he'll kill my son. But it's not a real Safik. In Kolatari Kule, we rely on Rob, on Chazok, he will not kill. Will not kill because he's not so bad. I mean, even though he's capable, but still, he's not going to do that. And then he'll be afraid to do that, lest he'll be caught. So, on the basis of Rob and Chazok, it's not a real suffering. But, by the Kolatari, we have the Chishish for Shoshana Chayit of Sakone too. So here the Xosakosuf is, that the Dayan, who is in a position of leadership, he cannot be Cheshish for Shoshan Chayt of Sakonim. But anyway, Shemoyah Ish kleine Roschel, schemme jahrges nie, das ist nie, schemme jahrges nie. It's a real soft. It's not this soft, you can call it a cola, it's not this soft. But the Shoshanachik it is, the Shoshanachik it is, some male, the gabbles, whatever, there is a Lisa of Mr. Go, what is known as a Go, don't be afraid. If there is no Shoshanachik, there's nothing to be afraid of. Nothing to be afraid of. So this is a Sakosu, that he died with the mountain in Torah. So, oh, a Mune from the Tzibon to be a Dayan cannot refrain from acting as a Dayan in face of a Shoshan Chayim. This is the Pshat in Shema Yahweh. Shalom, the real Sophic, Shema Yahweh, of course, is not allowed to involve himself. So he's a Mavid Asmur Das if he is not inside. All right, go ahead. Now, here, Shmuel said that Shnaim Shedon's name, Dinel Shmicho Belmachot. So then the Gemara is the Kashe, Ace the Rapshin Gamilim, Adin Vishleisho, Upshor Bishnai, Yopeki Akshor and Ike Hadin, Sheshnaim Shedonu, Baridin Yechin Larvem, Shnaim Shasupshor, Aim Baridin Yechin Larvem. So Rabshin Gamil says explicitly that Shnaim Shetona in the ending, see, Baudini Achim Larzabe, Pichit Heime Pliga Alei Rabbe Rambon Alei Rabshin Gamil, only Rabshin Gamil and Shnaim Shetona in the ending. But the Rabbonon Achei, Vom Rabavui Shnaim Shetona Dir Hakel in the ending. There is no Machlei Kestanoi. So the Gemara says, Gavra Gavri Koronis. So, Rabavuye holds that everybody is made it, that Rabbana also made it, Rabshim Gamliel. But Shmuel holds that it's the machlek between Rabshim Gamliel and Rabbana. So Rabshim Gamliel holds Shnaim Shedonu is a name Din, but Rabbana Acheli can hold Shnaim Shedonu is named. Now it tastes. Keach, Shnaim Shedonu, Hodin, that's the Hamel base. Hodin Yoka Shnaim, Nadar Kishnaim, even Echod Yevet. Shedon is neyadin, not after Shnaim. Because Moneshach, either we require three or not three. And if Shnaim is neyadin, we don't require three. So Memele Echod also is neyadin. So why does he mention Shnaim? That feel Shnaim Abbe Beznachot. It's also a for Shnaim to be done. But the Ebed, the din is a din in Echod. Aber ho adin, the Chadmenai Namedin. Namedin again. Po, besomach lebarbuye, you don't have din, so there it's Rosh Yochid, so it's Mashma, that according to Shmuel it's all right, only according to Rav Avuhye it's difficult. So, it's a riot that didn't make it, but Shmuel lo yiposh. Ve'ik ish nidale k'nitayin l'kamo ha'chachom ne'im pshor Rav Yochid, u'boye l'fu sh'tayin l'rabbonam sh'nimak sh'pshor. So, here the Braise says, Rav Shim Gamil says in the Braise, הדין בשלישו ופשור בשניים. So, יופי כי הפשור מכי הדין, ששניים שדונו ברי דין יחילו לארץ בן, ושניים שעושה פשור אין ברי דין חילה. So, this is a very strong question. After all, פשור can only be administered, can be passed on פשור, on the base of פשור, with the consent of the parties. So, mainly with the consent of the parties, so even שניים is the name of it. They are only machlekim to Rav Avuhye and Shmuel is where it's not kibla lehem, but if kibla lehem, so then even so everybody agrees that it's yichil lahem. So why do we say yofeki afshor mekehadi? Pshor is always. Pshore is always by kibla lehem, so where they are maskim. So din is also din, so it's not your teime di mayo fekiach din name dum yedi pshore. Sure, by mayo fekiach din, by mayo fekiach pshore. Din name dum yedi pshore, so in da shneim shetonu, אין בלדין אחר לעזבן, קידן וקיבלו עליי, ונראה. דמיירה כנראש על לביטרי, ואמרו לו דוינו איסונו, כמו שרגילים לעשי סדין, אוי אסו לנו פשורה, כמו שרגילים לעשי איסון, ובחי גב ניות. סביר לי תאיסס הקונסטייס דארץ, there is no essential difference between פשור and דין. But on a practical level, there is a difference, in other words, because in other words, between the regular din Torah and the regular pshor. So the regular pshor, every pshor, not only the regular pshor, every pshor must be based upon the consent of the parties. But the regular din Torah does not have to be predicated upon the consent of the parties. So mainly it means, on a practical level, it's yofikiyach pshore mikiyach din, even though on a theoretical level there is no adifes, because pshore is always based upon the consent of the parties. And in the case of din, if it's based upon the consent of the parties, so it's also in yichin lazia. But bimtzias, so usually when the theory takes place, it's not predicated upon the consent of the parties. And a pshore takes place, it's always predicated upon the consent of the parties. So in that way, there is an adifes. But it's only, on a practical level, it's an adifes, but it's not, and on a theoretical level, there is no adifes. Yechi teime pli rabon alei. Demai di pires di kuntras liya. Demandi dovi bi tzedek tishpik. Lach shu echad. Les li erf parashi es. Tame my coma, the hitame, Hovade Polikale, Mandy Leslie of Tarsius. So, in other words, the Gemara says, the hitame, please, Arabona, the Rapshin Gamliel, smash no, but. So, the Gemara starts, he's Gabra Gabakon. But in the Havamin of the Gemara was that what Rababuya says is not only Rababuya's you, it's everybody's you. So, why does the Gemara, how could the Gemara assume for a moment that everybody agrees with Rav Shimon Gamliel's din, that Shnayim Shedonu is in the name din, but according to Rashi's Pshat, the Mandoma who says B'tzedek Tishpei, that Chad Namedon holds less layer of Parshias, so that means, according to Rashi, if we say, and there are many Tanoim who say explicitly that any of Parshias Sivkan, if any of Parsi Kansu, the Elohim that is mentioned in the Parsha of Shomrim, does not have reference to Idois Valvoyes. Some in Melee, Idois Valvoyes do not require Smuchim, do not require Shleisho. So there is definitely Tanoim who are Chilik Rav Shimon Gamliel. All the Tanoim who hold that any of Parsi Kansu, so necessarily have to hold that Shnayim Shedonu is the Neyem Din. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, ain't the Neyem Din. So why did the Gemara say, the Chitayim Eplid Ali Amsham Liyah Obama Ravoy? How could the Gemara even have a minute for one moment that Rav Shimon Gamliel's Din is a liberty kulam? Certainly not a liberty Tanoim who hold Lavir Kazitzkyan. Umay Kono Maravoy, Shnayim Shedonu, the Hakel in the Neyem Din. How does he use the expression of the Hakel? The Hakel, but how about the Tanoim who say, Einel Farshi Sifkan, so Elohim has no Shaykhes to Ido Yisrael Boyz. Umay Komar and Ravu Yishnay Shnayim Dakan Yedin, is it the Hakel do Yikid Leslie or Farshi Sifkan is named him? Our Kimira, not like Rashi Pshat, but the Stasis, said before. Ketavish Tel Yil, Tahit Rosh Yitzelek Tishpe, Tafil Mandis Leher Farshi. The Hashte, Shmuel, the Rabbi Vuya a little bit the East layer of Parsis. So in other words, Shmuel Rabbi Vuya Achille, according to the Tanoim, who says Erev Parsis can, and we pass on like the Tanoim, Erev Parsis can. So the question is, whether Shnayim Shedon is an Eindin or Eindinim. So, the Hakel, Rabbi Vuya says the Hakel, he doesn't mean the Hakel, everybody. He means that according to all the Tanoim who say Erev Parshas, Pligal Mandis the Erev Parshas, the Hakel the Kamar Avri Orkama, the Hakel this Libra Shalash is, Shnaim Shedonu in the name Din. But, so according to the first Loshen, the Hakel means only those Tanoim hold Erev Parshas, but the Tanoim hold Lav Erev Parshas, Enochanan Menat. Nowadays he says another Loshen, even it can be, even the Tanoim who hold Laver of Parshias, but it's still, Rabbi Abuye says, still Shnaim Shetono is in Din because of Mishpatel. In Am Expedish Luda, Akiva Mandres Lir of Parshias, Sober Rabbi Abuye, Shnaim Shetono is in Din, Mishpatel. O Price is Lil Moyamur Chal Rabbim Donat Lirchidi, Sepon Am Shapir, Din Din Din, but Mukhal Rabbim is a special Allah. Now, the Gemara has the Kashi, then the Gemara says, let me tell you, see, yes? Because this Shiti is that Rabachat and Rabbika himself holds Erev Parshias Tzidka. But there is a special. So, if Erev Parshias comes, so you should say, without the special Zer Sakosel, Shnaim Yisachor, that Shnaim Shedon Zayn Dinem Din, and Echo Shedon Zayn Dinem Din. So that's the special Zer Sakosel, that Echo Shedon is named.
Yes.
Yeah.
So why is the Kidrasha of...
No! Habachat and Rabbika will not agree with it.
So how does that...
So Natinus somebody says, explain Rabbi Abuye, but not only with Rabbi Abuye. Rabbi Abuye will not apply the Rosh Hashem, Mishpatechot
v'gabeya. But Rabbi Abuye
is still saying, well, Rabbi Abuye is not Itani, he's an Amir. Rabbi Abuye is an Amir. All right, now, let me get a note, Moses. B'tia b'shleisho, דיבר רב מאיר, וחכום מימרים פשור ביוחד, סברו על כולם מבשינים פשור לדין, מי לב בו כמיפלגי, מה סבדים בשליש או מה סבדים בשניים, לא ידי כל או מה דין בשליש או, so דין כאוי צל, אם לחכומים כן אגבי, that is בשליש או, בו אדם אחלי כסיז לגבי פשור, אם מה סבדים פשור לדין, רב מאיר, so just as din requires shleisho, bezdin. So pshor also. Umar sabal loy makshinim pshor ledin. Now the two begin. Afal gad. Why? Because makshinim pshor ledin. Afal gad. The makshin pshor ledin. The meyav is makshin pshor ledin. But even according to the meyav, lav lechol dova makshinim. The din as linim basarubim. ושניים הם זכאי ואחד עם החיה או יפחה וביקשור להזלם בסרבות עד שהסכים שלושת ודעס אחר so that's a big חידש today the Gemara doesn't say it's a big חידש this says that רוב is only effective רוב דיונים is only effective in the top but in the פשורה רוב is not effective in the פשורה it has to be unanimous big חידש but it's a bit chidesh, but the raya, but it's not difficult. But this is difficult because of the raya that he is mentioned. To the Omer, the Basra and Zerfati Zore, to the Shaime bitlote afil trei migat flote, to the Amra bitlote afil trei migat flote, so let's look at the Gemara. Okay. das Maskenlinge, zieht die locker knischende Schule, die locker plottische Ibelsen, stamm mit ihr bei Jungenachers, war von der Frömmiger Flotte schon nicht. Die Schnische Cholok war Schneien, als Lümen das Erhoben. So he says, if a person, a woman says to him, I'm selling you my sode at the price that three people will appraise me. At the price that three people will appraise me. So then, even if two out of the three appraise it, let's say, at $1,000, and one says, no, it's $1,500. So he has to sell it to him at $1,000, because since he said, it could be shining a bit. Lotte, why did he mention three? Why didn't he mention four, five, six, seven? Why did he pick on three people? Because three is the best. So in other words, he means it should be Ishuma's best. So by Besden there is a loche of Rube Tikkun. By Besden there is a loche of Rube Tikkun. So here too, if he hired himself to sell the sode at the price as it will be appraised by three people, so melee he emphasized three because it means by Ishuma's Besden. So by Besden there is a loche of Rube Tikkure, so even if two will say $1,000 and one will say $1,500, so he has to sell it to him at the price of $1,000. Kidama di plote. What's that? Okay, get. Omolek ishaim di plote mas binu loch kidi di noka tlish di shume di noka tlote she in Besden stam le tira da yoni noch. ואתם תרים גם פלוטי שם בסיבים שליש יכול לקרוא השניים אז לא מבסבו כי זה אמר בפלוטי but suppose he said not at the appraisal by three but the way three will tell so since he didn't use the expression appraisal שומע so he didn't mean best he meant just three so maybe it has to be an enemy קדם בטרות, ולושן זה לא ביטר ליום נוחס, ולאמיר השלושת המשחק. If he said, קדישי מבעד, בעבו, but suppose he said, I'll sell you the sode at the price according to the appraisal by four, since he mentioned the figure and number, then there's nothing to do with this. There's only three, four, and a dozen hundreds. So Mele, he wasn't Makpee, Shuma's best. Because there's such a thing to Shuma's best. Let's say we have to give the same and so on. There's a lot of Shuma's best and so on. So if he uses the expression Shuma, he means best. And the best in there is a loch of Rubi Kole too. But if he said Kamre, so then even if he says Kamre Tlot, he doesn't mean Shuma's best. So there's no a loch of Rubi Kole. But if he says Kedishayim Abo, even though he uses the expression Kedishayim, but since he mentioned four, so he wasn't Makpit and Shuma's best. He just four individuals. So maybe it has to be unanimous. Yes.
Why do you have to say only when he say three that he meant that perov? Even when he say four, he has linen batar daf of the batar rov of the.
He didn't say kidi shayme rov abo. He says kidi shayme abo. So maybe means abo.
So is it the gomer of three?
No, because if he says kidi shayme slote. So, and Tlote is a Besdin, and he used the expression of Shaime, in other words, that he has two prerequisites. Number one, he has to use the term Shaime. Number two, three. Suppose he says, Amre three, but not China, so we don't say Hubei. Suppose he says China Bo, but since Abo is not symbolic of this, so again it has to be members, yes.
If he says an odd number, which is not shuffle, that would be a best in five, seven.
No, so it still would be best. I just mentioned four is the, but the same thing will apply to five and to seven to nine also. Because best is descriptive. Three is descriptive of best.
If you say Chaf Gimel, so
it's a letter. Well, it's, so the Chaf Gimel is the best that is required in Foshes, but not in Shume Yom. We don't find a Shume of Sanhedrin. We find a Shume of best, but the Shume of Sanhedrin we don't find. All right. Kidam Shal Gimel says, Kishari Babo, Adamra Babo, the coast near the Dolly, Kidamra Babo. All right. Chidin di nochas lo days, the harvest days, he is from the basin, vada loivit to the yoni nochas. The yasmina basavu vada munom kule, di chilki maya hamle days. So, Tesis mentions, does this Gemara discuss Pshara? The Gemara doesn't discuss Pshara. So what is Tesis right? So, superficially it would appear from this Tesis, the Pshara is not even Torah altogether. It's contrary to what we said. Last week, I mean, the Pshara is also in Torah. Pshara is not just his chayves and mechile, you know, since Pshara is Torahkian, on a certain night. So, because all the alohes of that apply to the yoni, of Yibus Hamishpot, and I mean, there are so many lavi with regard to Bezdi, the way Bezdi administers the Torah. So many love. Shall Avis Mishpot, Shall Hateis, Hadin al Balaveres, Afotish Yochete, in other words, the Bezdin Pastin, Satan Torah, against a certain person, against a certain litigant, only because he's a Oshi. So they chill out. So the same thing applies to Charles. Shall Avis Mishpot, Shall Hateis Mishpot, Giav Yosef, Mishpot is Sedek. Shall Liro begin in Israel, shall Likach Shechad. So it's mentioned that all these laws apply to a Torah of Pshara. So Pshara is not just, you know, arbitration, you know, I mean, and it nice. One can mishide himself on it nice, one can mishide himself. If it will rain tomorrow, a whole day, so then I mishide himself $1,000. So take Pshara is that way, alright? No. Pshara is also in Torah, as we said last week. You see that Rav Meir says that there is a hekesh between Pshara and Din. If it's just as high as, how could there be a hekesh? So in other words, because Pshara is in Torah in the finish of Adin. Rashi says, is there a Chamishukum Shetir? Yeah, a Chamishukum Shetir. No, that doesn't have Rashi. It is English, but not Rashi. No Rashi, okay. So Rashi says, So what is Pshara? Pshara really means Pesher HaKorvin. Pshara doesn't mean just Pshara. You know, discretion of the best, discretion. No, it's not just discretion. Arbitrary discretion. It is discretion, but it has to be based upon the Torah. Pesher HaKorvin. That's the approach, in other words, because in Rachman Bidin, so there sometimes if you pass on the basis of Mishpot, so it might be a great hardship for one. one reason it might be a poor man, the other reason it might be a billionaire. But being tall, even tall, doesn't make any difference in the rugby. But sure, it's the English or something, like the more one would see it. In other words, the workers, the carriers, who are engaged to deliver barrels of wine. So they were negligent, and they broke the barrels. And then, so the psak was, on the basis of the Finnish or something, Mantil Abdach, Tetenbach, Sadikin Tishner. So the psak was, not only that they don't have to pay for the damage done, that the rabbis is even required to pay them salaries also. In our passage today, but you couldn't force them, couldn't live in attachment, couldn't be years in chosol. In other words, you could pressure them until they agree. Mal pressure. So, pshore is not stamp, arbitrary discretion. Of course, it depends upon his head. So how does it? So if we were to say that pshore is just his height, just arbitration, based upon arbitrary, the arbitrary discretion of the Dayan. They can say whatever they want. So then we can understand the right. Because since Pshore is predicated upon the consent of the litigants, and they are Mikavokinian, so in other words, so one is Mishayev, the Tevea, one is Mikavokinian. So, he is meichel on a certain condition. The condition is if in the discretionary dayonim, so he has to be meichel, so he's meichel. And the mitzvah is mishayer himself on the condition that if the, within the discretion of dayonim, he has to be mishayer himself, so he's mishayer himself. So then we can understand the line and we snap it into all together. So just as we see Gabi Yishayit, the Rimor Navizor, Gabi Yishayit, he says, I'm going to sell you this sode at the Shume, not at the Shume, at Kidiam Rebbe Flote, so that's not Bezer. So then it has to be anonymous. So since Pshor is not an union of Bezer altogether, so in Mele it's also, it has to be anonymous. So it's a good raya. But this is inconceivable. I mean, there are so many rayas negative. Pshore is not just arbitration, you know. It's chayves mechile and condition. Pshore is a din Torah also, but it's not a din Torah in mishpot. It is a din Torah in tzedakah. So, Meir certainly, he says, that makshin on pshore din. If Makshin and Pshore, it requires Shleisha. So it's the best raya, I mean, that it requires best. If Makshin and Pshore, so it's not just Ischaivas, it's not just Ischaivas and it's not. So what bearing does that Gemara have upon our own? There the Gemara talks about Ischaivas, not something that requires best, but Pshore, according to the Meir, requires best. You see, it doesn't even have to be discussed according to Meir. I discussed it and I mentioned Reyes because all the love of Ibus Adin and Madik Yosem Balmono and Bisterek Tishbe. So I'll tell a little bit on that. Loimat Shin on Pshore Adin and Pshore can be Yochid, but still it's not just his height. But it truly needs Reyes. But according to Rameh, we don't even need rayas. That's the biggest raya. I mean, it's Makshin of Pshorebi, still takes his nations a raya from the Gemara. According to Rameh. So what the pshat is? Apparently, taste of shitting is, we see there that whenever there is, one could say, there is a loche of Rubetikule, in every conflict of opinions. In every conflict of opinions. So then we should say Rubik Kule, even if he says, Kidam Rabo, there should be a din of Rubik Kule. And the Gemara says that even if he says Kidishaime, a Abo, so that she be Gdam Rabo, Kisham Rabo. But the Gemara says, calls it out now, Vizore, that if they say, Chidi Shine, even if they use the term Shine, but Abo, so don't say Abo. Because since he didn't spell out three, four, so maybe there's no dinner for the report. And even by three, so only if he says, and given by three only if he says Kiddi Shaima before. So, since he used the term Shaima, but he says Kiddi Amrod Bifrote, even though it's Flote easy Bezdin, so he still don't say Hubikikul. So what, why? The answer is, Hubikikul is based upon the fact that there is a Chiyuv for the mute to be the battle of the day. The battle of the day, now of course, in other words, if he based in seats, three dayonim, sitting as in tone, and then he would two say chayim, and one says zakai, or vice versa. Two say zakai, and one says chayim. And suppose he makes the issue, he's in action, and he says, no, he's not the rabbi of the day. Sometimes it happens, it's very obstinate. So then he's either an Israelite, that was the business to buy the Chachomim Yominade, the Blessed of the Hulkenes, Tanarachnoi, Yominade. Why? Because he was either here, Anacharanat. The question is, how did the Blessed of the Hulkenes do such a thing? That's another child, was nothing here. But we see that there is Mamish, either an Edinator, if he died in his absence, he's not in battle, he's here. After mentioning his day to the other members of the Bez, the other Chachomim, and they rejected, he still insists, he perseveres in his day, then he's either an Achrad Lat. So that is only Shayach in Torah. But when it's just not in Torah, just a conflict of opinions, not in a mundane matter, not a din Torah, not Mishaili Torah, a mundane matter. Let's say whether this piece of land or this sode is worth $1,000 or it's worth $1,500. There is no mitzvah of Acharam Lahat. If there is no din of Acharam Lahat, some male cannot say Hubikikule. Hubikikule, as Tisha says in Amiliach, that mute command lesson, why is mute command lesson? Because the mute is what we have to do back in the day. So there is no mute. So it's not for you, for the mute, it's unanimous. So in Torah, it's always unanimous. Because the mute is what we have to repudiate their day in the Torah. Relative to this issue, to this entire, this game. So Mele is new from the lesson. So this is a child by Shume. He's saying that if two experts, you know, would say, two business people, experts, would say the piece of land is worth $1,500, and one will say it's worth $1,000, so it's Mele, what is there? Does not apply to a mundane matter, only to a Dintor and not to a mundane matter. So the Mele Tesis Shitti is that even the Hidden Pshoi is a Shaili Dintor in Halacha. Not the Halacha of Mishpot, but the Halacha of Stoko. But you see there's a difference between Paskin the Shaili in Mishpot and Paskin the Shaili in Stoko. For example, the Ravio that I mentioned last week, there are more Paskin like Ravio. Whereas there are many situations where one Mitzaradim is not Mechuyev to it, but Mitzaradim shows a Din is Mechuyev to it. What's the difference between Din and Mechuyev? Both are Mitzvahs at all, but Din means Bezdin can be a Mechosov, and Bezdin can force him, force Mamesh. Dini, but the Dini Shalas HaDini, so there are few mentions of Chiddush that there is clear, but not clear the Sechna Chosam. But one thing is sure, let's say to rebuke a person, you can call it Dini Shalas HaDini also. So the Rabbi says, now let's say, if somebody, let's say, finds an Aveda, and the Baal Aveda was not Nisyaish, then it's Dini, he's Mechuyev to return. If he doesn't, he's a Gal. But if, suppose somebody finds an Aveda that has a semen in a near Shogulaku, so then it is presumed that the Baal Aveda was Nisyaish because he didn't anticipate that a Jew would pick it up, so he assumes that the Nakum will pick it up. So maybe the Nisyaish, but then it turned out that the Jew picked it up and the Baal Aveda showed to produce the simon. So he's allowed to take it for himself. But Nisyaish shows a Din, he has to return. So Rabbi says that three levels. If the Baal Aveda is a poor man, and the maid say he's a rich man, then best move in paying him. I clear mitzvahs not, but yet chos not, but because clear mitzvahs like I'm feeling. So if you have any mitzvahs as the right say, so best move keep. If let's say they are both poor or both rich, so then Shviya Mamesh of Makesh is not here, he's not trying. But Besdin will rebuke him if he doesn't want to do it. It's a but no key. But if the Baal Aveda is a rich man and the maid says a poor man, there is not even a mitzvah. So in other words, but so Mitnini Shas HaDin also has Tilitilim Shalalochas. But there is one difference. As far as the Dalochas of Din is concerned, so this is something definite, and it doesn't depend upon the discretion of the other. But to Paskin Shal Mitnini Shas HaDin, you can't find it exactly in the Rambam Mishkanah. Din you can find, it's something definite, because Din doesn't vary from circumstance to circumstance. The Din shows that Din varies from circumstance to circumstance. As a matter of fact, the Ramban in Chumash says, in explaining the mitzvah of Asisa Hayosholatei, so the Ramban says, because the Torah mentions a number of lavim minerul chaveire, it means a number of mitzvah minerul chaveire, so there is six of the Rishashi, and the we saw in the school of Socher Adbeja, there are many love Miram Chaveh, and there are many essays, but the moral obligation cannot be enumerated, even if the Torah had not Hayag mitzvahs, but Hayag alofi mitzvahs, it couldn't exhaust all the moral obligation Miram Chaveh. Because the moral obligation, the Ramban says that, and the Magnishna also says something similar. The Ramban says that in Chumash, and the Magnishna may mention at the end of Rosh Hashanah, at the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Ramban. Remember, because that, it is, the obligations, the moral obligations, are without a limit. It's infinite. Even if the Torah had mentioned Tayyad Alofim Mitzvahs, it couldn't cover all the situations that one person is morally obligated to have, because it varies from circumstance to circumstance. Din doesn't vary. So the answer to Din Mishpot, you can find in the Gemara, you can find the Rambam, you can find the Chonoch, all right, sometimes you don't know, but you can find it. But of course it's based upon the Aloha. It's based upon the Aloha just as Din is based on Aloha. But after you find the answer in the Aloha, you still have to apply your discretion. For example, let's say Aveide, where there is no Yom Shabbat. Then, it doesn't make any difference. Poor man, rich man, what difference? So it's definite, you see. And it doesn't change from situation to situation. But where it's in the halacha, in the Israelim, so the Rav Yosef says, the Rav Yosef makes a difference. The one situation is the Balavide. The Balavide is a poor man and the Meitzeh is a rich man. So then there is a Mitzvah. In that situation, they are both poor and they are both rich. So then there is a Mitzvah but no Mitzvah. And the third situation is where the Balavide is a rich man and the Meitzeh a poor man. So there is a Mitzvah. And suppose they are both poor and both rich. So it's not so Poshadina. And then, let's say, when Din is, as far as Din is concerned, doesn't make any difference. Let's say, in Torah, between the Chofetz Chaim and Dr. Shimla. So if it's Din, it's Din, doesn't make any difference. If it's rational, it'll make a difference. Suppose, let's say, somebody will find the Mitzvah of Dr. Shimla, so it wouldn't be with Din Mishlan. So in other words, Din is fixed and definite. You have to find it in Halacha, it's not so easy. But once you find the Halacha, you know, it's very simple. And it doesn't vary from the changes. Which also has to determine the Halacha from the Halacha perspective. But after you find the answer, it still might vary, because there's the Halacha. The Magnishne, the Ramban, I don't have the Chumash, the Ramban, but the Magnishne mentions something like that, similar to it. The Magnishne. The end of Rosh Hashanah. Halocha, hey. Now, the Ramban in the Gedal Geshrein discusses the Din of Bar Metzre. There are many halachas of Bar Metzre, Schusim of the Bar Metzre. All the halachas of Bar Metzre are based upon Osisa Yosher Atei. So he says, the Indian Din ben Ametzaru, Sheterisim Rat Nimo, Nosno Bitiknas, Midas Odom, Nitma Bitikun Midas Odom, Nosn Abu Nitma, Bitikun Midas Odom, Vanagose Beilom, Chloe, Vanira's Dation Tio, Vakabonet Mishom Ruzal Kadish Hasukum Mudala, Shri Shotva Hatayis, Vichinom Rasis Ayosh Vatei, Vakabonesh is Nai, Vanogitevo, Vishor Nodom, Vilohoyom in a row, Kozel Tabis Proti. Because mitzvahs atiro in the whole is of the whole man, in the whole in it, under all circumstances. Let's say, just as the law of the Sichol Konveila applies to all circumstances, you can say, well, here it's all right, it's all right in the world, but in another place it's not all right. So any law in the Muhammadiyya is the Gawa of the non-lamoking. So it applies to all circumstances. The rest it varies according to the circumstances and the people. For example, let's say, if the Bible was Messiah, but he produced the money, so it's a new feeling. So then it depends. If the Balavide is not a nice man, so there is no mitzvah of the initial sadis. As a matter of fact, the Chudis again, and the Morim Psochim, says that Amoretz in Barzir Mavidosi, Amoretz doesn't mean somebody who is an ignoramus. Amoretz means Paul's Barbeiros, how we try. So the game is saying, the Shabbos HaGeim is saying, that it is reference to the case where our Medina not Mechuyev to return, but only Mitzad Letnim Shabbos HaGeim, Shiva Sandin, let's say, if he lost something, beer, shagubakum, so the pilum was misyayish, but then he juked it up and then the pilum came and produced the money. So it's miserable. So by more, somebody is called barbarous. There is no reason that never. So, Deen doesn't learn between circumstances and between one person and another. So the same Deen that applies to the Chofetz Chaim applies to the Hashem. No difference. And if somebody will pass the Negitera between Chofetz Chaim and the Hashem Lea, Retevez Chofetz Chaim Ve'eva Lav Dereis, doesn't make any difference who he is. Even if he's a Hoshigom, there's a lot. Not to pass me a shining tower and the base in his chutzay of the tzaddik neged the Rosh. But to the Mishra Zadim, is the proper thing to consider the character of the person. So that's what the Chus Hagim says. That Amoretz in Shivin Abedosei means, in the case where Mitzar Adim and not Mechuyev, but I am Chuyev only Mitzar Adim and Adim. So then it is Mishalif, as Magnus says, so it's Mishalif according to the circumstances, and the Ishin, Mishalif is the Piyazman Vahishin, the Hachomim Zal Kostuk Tzas Potim Yili, Nathan Tahasoli Melu, Umihem Shosho is Ikitim Gomo, Umihem Lechatchile, Ider Sis. So in other words, he says, even the Alochas that emanate from us, Isa Yoshevatei, so are not near Echot. Some Alochas that are implicit in us, Isa Yoshevatei, but that has a deen, not just Mitzvah. Well, if it's a din, it means it applies to everybody equally. For example, dinim of Bametzre are also considered, but dinim of Bametzre are schusim. It's not just mitzvahs. If it's schusim, it applies to everybody. To the tzaddik gomor and to the rosh gomor the same way. But there are other mitzvahs of Asis Vayosh Latev that are not, that do not represent schusim, but just mitzvahs. So then, it might vary from circumstance to circumstance and from person to person. Now with the Ramban says the same thing. He says it in Yosis HaYoshvatei and the invasion to you was Tadishat V'chol Mutalach. Rosiso, Rorim Vod, Posit Tres. Rosiso, Ayoshavate, Bina Dishem, Imanita Vloch, Uposo, Biorashto, Esoras, Ateva, Shadish, Badishem, Labesach. So, the Ramban says, Rosiso, Ayoshavate, Bina Dishem, Alter Hapshat, Yina, Tishmi, Rubis, Hashem. So, Rashi says here, זה פשור עובר את מי שעוס עדים. יושר וטייבי, זה פשור עובר את מי שעדים. זה רמבן סז, על דרך הפשט יינה, תשמרו מיצס השם וידעו סוף וחוקי סוף, ותחה בין בס יוסון ועסיס עתי והיושר בינו בלבן, ומנדית פלוחו הפתוח. יינה, כי בסיס חעתי בינו, יתפלוח, כי השם מייתי בלתי עם בלשור ובלבייס. ורמסינו בזה מטרש יופי, זה פשור עומרו, ופשור ולפנים של הדין והכוון בזה כי מתחילו אומר שתשנוך קיסו בידי סוף אשר ציפחו ואתה יינה גם באשר לא ציפחו תנדית חול לעסיס עתיב היושר בינו כי הוא אהב עתיב היושר וזהו עניין גודל לפי שאי אפשר להסקיע בתירס כל הנוגס הודום עם שכינו וריאו וכל מסוי ומתוני ותיקוני האישו ועבדים לסכולו אבל אחת אחרי שהזכה מהם הרבה ונעשה לכוחי ולסיקים ולסיקיה ולשם את אדם ריחו ולסיקהו החרש ולסיק לתוקום וחיי ציבן חוז עלי בדרך כלל שיעשה הטבע היושר בכל דבר עד שיקונת בזה הפשורם שמשעדים וכי מה שהזכירו בדין את הממצרה ואפילו מה שאומרו פירות שינוי בדיבור ונחס אנדריאס עד שיתקו בכל עניין תם ביושר לא, איזה פירות שינוי בדיבור ונחס אנדריאס So that's like the Kimishra, it's not like the If it had been like being, then it would mean that the bully has to be nachas abris in every person. And with a gangster, just as with a tzaddik. But it's not the, that's with him in shotanim. The bully nachas abris is with him. If it's good at the, so it varies from person to person. Sometimes you should not be the bully nachas abris. If a certain person is very devious and he tries to fraud and all kinds of devious methods to take advantage of you, so then it's not a mitzvah to be nachas abris. So you have to be harsh to him and tell him his number. You see, in other words, deal is fixed. You don't have to use discretion. You can't use discretion. In this thing, when you mix us as highish way, so you have to my carry from circumstance. Highish way. Alright, you mean if the mix us in your roche, so he's a hosh, he cannot swear, so Shrinegde is Nishvanate. So that's the din Chachom Musaki, Shakhnaivanate. But he doesn't vary. It means Hadin varies. But it's based upon the law. In other words, it's not discretion that is not based upon Allah. The main principle doesn't vary, but the details vary from person to person. Only Oshir, a good person, a bad person, I mean, makes a difference in the world. Some melee. Now, what is Shore? Pesha akor ledin. So if it's pesha akor ledin, so melee, but the question is pesha akor ledin. It's not a simple thing. How korv does it have to be? How korv does it have to be? So you have to use your discretion. So melee, this is the mitzvah of achinatun la'atis, that the mute is mechuyev to the battle der deye, does not apply to a shayle in Torah where the discretion has to be resorted. If, let's say, if it's mishpot, so discretion is not a criteria, because there is no discretion. A shayle in mishpot, there is no discretion. But in pshore, you always have to resort, to have recourse to discretion. So if it had to have recourse to discretion, it's not shayach to say the mute is mechuyev to the battle, their day to the rov. If it's a question of din, well, without combining it with discretion, but there is a machlekes, what's the pshat in the matter? What's the pshat in the matter? So then the mute is mechuyev to the battle, their day to the rov. Mashiki makshore. It has to be decided as a Pesha Rakorah Bedin. Now the question arises, what is Pesha Rakorah Bedin? According to the Deen, so you should pay $1,000, so you should pay $1,000. But that would be hard. So even the struggles very hard, you know, he doesn't make so much, he works many hours a day. So then you have to decide, so then there's a Machlekes. It has to be Pesha Rakorah Bedin. So what is Korvedin? Is $500 Korvedin, or maybe $800, maybe $400? So there is a Machlekes. So on such an issue, it's not trying to say the mute is in the field in the bottle, it's there to the home. So there's the Raya from the Moran of Israel. Because Shume is also something that is stolen in discretion. You know, when you make a Shume, if it is something that has a fixed price, it's not shayach to say shume. Let's say, make a shume where there are a dozen oranges is worth 80 cents or 70 cents. There is a price, but something that has no price. Let's say, like real estate or like a diamond. So then you have to use your discretion. So it's not shayach. So why does the Gemara? The Gemara says not resort. There, if he says, So if he says Kidamra Bitlote, Kidamra Bitlote, or even Kidishaime Be'avor, so you do not say Rubikikud. Why? Because since it's a Shuben appraisal, and that depends upon the discretion. what is I have to say, the mute thinks in their discretion that it's worth 59 dollars. The whole thing, the subject is worth only $1,000. It doesn't have a fixed price. It's not, I have to say, I mean, there is no chiyuv to be bottle a day. So the same thing is true of pshor, because true of pshor means, by definition, pesha hakor b'din. So as a matter of fact, we'll soon see, when they based in paskens on the basis of pshor, they have to be big tamid chachamim. Even bigger tamid chachamim tend to paskens on the basis of din. On the basis of din, if you are a bokhi and you know pshor, you are a bokhi, shas babi, shas yerushalmi, so then you can pass them, but on the basis of Shoreh, so if you are blocking the mountain, you can know what it is. Determine what is the fair, the ideal Pesha HaKodesh, whether the thing is that we should pay $1,000, but whether the ideal Shoreh would be $800, $500, $400, $300, it's much more difficult to determine. So, the mail air, because it's a question of discretion. What is fair under the circumstances? $800, or $600, or $500, or $400. So it's the same kind of question as a crazy piece of land. So just as Gemara says, in regard to the appraisal of a piece of land, that there it has to be unanimous, because you can't say only the kule, because only the kule has to be based upon the mitzvah of Rabbatis, the mute is mechuyev to be battle is there, and something that is stolen discretion, so there is no mitzvah that the mute should be battle is there to the whole. Yes?
Schumann Welten, Manchester,
and Schloss, the Schumann Welten.
You know, there,
you know, there, there's something for me. No, so then, if it's a Schumann Welten, so then there is a special aloha that you go for some special aloha. By Shumet Beshi, there's a special aloha that you read on. Because then but otherwise, by something that is stolen discretion, we don't say Rubikit. That's what taste means, yes.
How do you get around the din of Shlomo Rahim Sadal by Shara?
What?
How do you get around the din?
No, so I said last week that this law doesn't apply to Shlomo. The other love, and the love, in other words, not to render a judgment against the Moshe, so it doesn't apply to Pshor. But the other love, in the flight Pshor, Yosem Naumono and so on, is an Ektish faith. Alright, the Kula Alme, the Akshin of Pshor, the Pir, the Kula Alme, the Beir Rachom, Avo, Akshin, the real Badlamak, the Akshin of Pshor, the Pir, the Kuntres, and the Sea, by Dobby is the Mishpat Yidok, the Tengel. So Rashi says, if it's Makshin of Shaladim, so then it's on the basis of the Posse, by Dobby is the Mishpat Yidok, the Tengel. The Tanya Likamon, Kishem Shadim the Gimel Karab Shal, Mashma, the Makish, Shaladim, Umuchar Likamon, the Ali Tane Yisrei, the Oshus Lifter, that's the Tanya Kamen. Kishim Shadim Bishleisha Kavitzur Bishleisha. So, it's Rishus, not Mitzvah. But who says Mitzvah, Rabbi Shreben Koch? They said, Rabbi Shreben Koch, Sova, Mitzvah. Alma Lidorish Tane Kamen Mishpat Mitzvah in Mitzvah. Dihi Mitzvah Zdoke in Kina B'Mitzvah. Baru Kro Name Gersi Vemes Mishpat Cholim. Lekel Midrash Mitzvah Dizki Cholim Mishpat. Dihi Kina B'Mitzvah Mitzvah Mitzvah Name Mitzvah. So I say, I mean, yes, last week we really gave it tarets on this discussion against Rashi. I didn't mention this thesis because we haven't gone over the thesis, but I said the mandoma, we have three mandomas in the mod. We have one mandoma, Tanekame, who says it's Rishus. We have a second mandoma who says that Koa Bitseya is a chite. Bitseya. That's the blessing of this apparently. Then Rabbi Shimon Koch says it's used. He passed by Rabbi Shimon Koch. So I said, what does it mean? It's Bitsia Beach Mitz Hashem. Isn't it a nice thing to prevail upon the parties that they should have considered? that one party should have consideration for the other. I mean, how can anyone say, it's here, beer, please, and the answer is, of course, everybody is made that to just to suggest in a mild way, you know, to prevail upon the party to see the freedom of Shola, that's a mitzvah. But the contrary, Shimon Kaukhel, it's a mitzvah, it's a chil, to exert pressure, hard pressure, in the sense of if he doesn't want to rebuke him, not plain pressure, but hard pressure. So, as the Bishop of Israel says, to exert hard pressure, so that's an avera, because actually, according to the Rambam, especially, according to the Rambam, the person exerts excessive pressure on another person, until the other person agrees to sell to him one of his objects, is either, so the one who exerts the excessive pressure is either allowed the rights of his army, is either allowed the rights of his army, some melee. So really it's also, but according to the sound of Shin Koga saying it's really, and you have to exert a little excessive pressure, and the dying the litigant say we want the Indians to rebuke him and talk to him in harsh words until he finally agrees. The answer is because of the Versacoso of Mishpat Uzdok by David Oni say Mishpat Uzdok. Now the Tanakhama holds his rishus. What it means? It means it's not a chayvah, but it's a rishus al mitzvah. It's a rishus al mitzvah. So mele, even the Tanakhama holds the rishus, so he also deduces that from the passage by Rabbi, it's a mitzvah to do. But Shulchan Aruch learns out that it's a mitzvah of chayvah. And if the dying doesn't do it, doesn't exert excessive pressure, if the dying is ready, come and say, it's a rishus shal mitzvah, not a chayvah shal mitzvah, not a mitzvah shal chayvah. But Tanakhama also learns it out from the passage of Ahim David is a mishpat tzedakah. Lady Kulam, Tehne li koma li shmur vare tanoi li ragbuya mile ni tanoi li chaygab li hu chadashad v'chol tukhah. Take so you know I said here Omar Abashesh Mamin of Shorin Tzretini these are the Tzretini the man of Tzretlote the man of Tzretlote Lomoli, rightly Tiske betray in the Lignamine Tiske betray in the Lignamine Abra got the boy to Rishalme Taime der Meir Mishun Shorin Namitz So the Yerushalmi mentions that the business by Rameya requires Shleisha by Pshore because Pshore Namitz Richa Hadas. And Kolmo came to this. Even Rameya Mashma, the Trey Name, Shomemele, how can we say Tizki Betrey? It's Richa Hadas. Mashma, Shomemele Hadas requires best. That's the discussion. Today we are terrorists, and come up in the Tzibra Meya Mashma, the three name Shosu Pshore, Moisho Yom Yilim Shlei Shola Aseis, Lo Yosav Lo Yiklum, U Baledin Yechim Lav. So what's the discussion? Today this is the Kashi, the Yoshalmi says, the business by the Meya says, the Pshore requires Shlei Shoh, and Shnaim Shedem Pshore, in Pshore Som Pshore, is because Pshore Namet Tzricha Chadas. So why did the Gemara mention a Raya? Why did Rabash mention a Raya? Sham Pshore Tzricha Kinyan. He said, but either Tzricha Kinyan, why plot it? Two is enough. Strong cash. How could it be enough? But it's Tzricha Chadas. So it has to require a Bezd. Two is not a Bezd. And he says, but Pashas Haloshin of Rameya is that even if the two make the Pshore, Moisho Yerudim Shlei Shala Aseis Lo Yosav Liklum Ubaridin Yechim Lazbe. What does it mean Moisho Yerudim Shlei Shala Aseis? But if it starts Tzricha Chadas some mele it requires Shlei Shala. So what's the Pshat Mechadas? What's the Pshat Mechadas? And then there is a Stirat our Gemara says the reason is why Rameah says Pshar Rufai Shleisho, because Makshin and Pshar Ledin, and the Yerushalmi says because Pshar Tzricha Chadas. So, so what kind of a kasha the stasis says? Rabashi agrees in the Babylon, not in the Yerushalmi. So it's apparent that Tesis takes it for granted that there is no mastira between the Babylon and the Yerushalmi. Otherwise Tesis wouldn't bless the kasha. So what's the pshat? In other words, the Rameah says Pshor requires Shleisho, so he really has two timing by Pshor requires Shleisho. One time is the Pshor himself requires Shleisho. That's Machin Pshor. Then the Shone is another element, another consideration. Because Pshor is not just discretionary dynamic. So they can, it's arbitrary, whatever they, in their discretion. They say, so that's the tzaddik, no, that's not sure. It has to be pesher hakorah b'din. So in order for the yoni to pass in tzaddik shore, first they have to determine what the tzaddik did. Otherwise, how can it be a pesher hakorah b'din? Pesher hakorah b'din means a yoni first consider it from the perspective of Mishkan, and then after discussing it from the perspective of Mishpat, he comes to the conclusion that after being out of Mishpat, he should pay $8,000. But after the mitzvah is a poor man, they are in the rich man, it would be very harsh to pass that the mitzvah should pay $8,000. They are a millionaire and the mitzvah is he struggles to make a living. But the deen is a rachim. Sure, we are a rachim. So mele, we make him short measure. Should he pay $1,000? Should he pay $500? It depends how poor he is. Not very poor, so $500 might be a fair thing. But suppose he's very poor. Amish doesn't have bread for his family, so it would be nice to pass in Thailand, just why? Just to be Amish in the middle, so, so in other words, so if he's very poor, so the pshore might be $100, and maybe not at all, if he's very, very poor. So in other words, so first, in order to pass in a pesha called the din, the Dayoni first must establish what would be the pesach din mishpat. Then we can consider what is pesha called the din. So melee finish. Our Gemara gives the reason as to why the pesach din of the pshore requires shleisho and the yosh. But every pshore is more complicated. Pesachim Shore is in depth, is more complicated than Pesachim indeed. Because indeed we only have to determine what is the Mishpat. But in Shore, in order